And welcome back to Bear Basketball. We're at halftime. Them are being entertained by the Houston Little Cheerleaders. There are a bunch of them down there on the floor. Bears lead it at halftime by the narrow margin of 26-24, but the Bears really had a good defensive second quarter as they held the Houston Tigers to only 6 points in that second quarter. As far as the scoring went in the first play, Tigers are led by Riley. I've got him for 13, but I disagree with the official score. I think they have Arthur for 4, and I have him for only 2. So
I think you're correct.
Don't know about who's correct there, but
you are. Let's just call it what it is.
Brookshire has 4 points as well for the Tigers, and that's all the scoring they have. So really, Riley has led the way for them. For the Bears in scoring, they are led by Wilbanks. And Wilbanks kept the Bears in it early when they couldn't get anybody to do any scoring but him. So he had 8 points in the first quarter and leads the scoring. He is followed by Rogers with 7, Kobe James with 5, 3 for Stewart, and 3 for Brady James. And the Bears scoring 13 in each quarter, so they've been consistent but haven't really been lighting up the scoreboard much either. As far as the rebounds go, Bears and Houston, the rebounds are dead even at 8 apiece, and the Houston Tigers have turned the ball over 9 times. The Bears have turned it over 4 times. So that's the way it's going in the first half. Kind of a sluggish first half, really, for the Bears, who understand they have had some sickness this week and that sort of thing. So that may be showing up here on the floor.
Yeah, statistically, you look at that and think, wow, the Bears probably should be leading by a bigger margin than 2, and probably should, but one of those halves where Houston had things go their way and really led for the majority of the half.
They did.
Bears probably feeling fortunate to be up here at halftime,
yeah.
And I think the third quarter will be big as the Bears will try to extend that 2-point margin.
I think the biggest lead that Houston had in the first half was 6 points. They led by 5 at the end of the quarter and got it up to 6, but yeah, the Bears need a big second half, and hopefully they'll be able to come back out here and be on fire.
We've got districts coming up next week, Monday. It'll be the girls' districts and the Class 3 District 10 district. Licking is the top seed. Liberty is the 2 seed. Both those teams get 5 in the first round. Seymour will play Houston. These games are all at Seymour. And that's the 4 and 5 seed matchup. And then Willow will take on Conway, the 3 and 6 matchup, 7:30 on Monday. Winner of that game will play Liberty on Wednesday, also at 7:30. So Lady Bears hoping to take care of business against Conway and then set up another rematch. I believe this will be the 4th time that Willow has played Liberty this year. They've not beaten Liberty, so this would be a great time to and we'll have that first round game for you Monday night, 7:30, Lady Bears and Lady Bears, Willow and Conway. And then Tuesday here in Houston, it's the Class 3 District 10 boys tournament. It's a 7 team district. Thayer is the top seed, obviously, so they will get the top spot and get that bye in the first round. Everybody else has to play first round. Willow's the 4 seed. They'll play Seymour, the 5 seed, at 4:30 here on Tuesday. Liberty will take on Houston in the 2 and 7 matchup at 6. And then Licking and Alton, the 3 and 6 game at 7:30. So if the Bears can avenge their earlier season loss, which seeding seemed to suggest that maybe they can, they got the 4 seed and Seymour got the 5, then they would play Thayer Thursday at 6 o'clock, and man, that's the Mount Everest of trying to win a high school basketball this year. But weird things happen when it comes to postseason, and sometimes those teams that can't lose trip up when they're not supposed to. And the Bears would like that opportunity to at least come out. And really, I thought they played respectfully against the Bobcats when we played them at home. Certainly, it was Thayer took care of business, but the Bears. Bears crumble under the Bobcat pressure.
And Thayer has not been just blowing people away here in the last few weeks either.
No, in fact,
I don't know if that's by design or if they're just kind of holding back.
Maybe, but Kabul had him, the way I understand, had him tied the end of three quarters last night and ended up winning by 11. So that tells you that maybe people are at least capable of playing with the Bobcats. But first, the Bears will have to get past Seymour, and that's a team that Willow lost to earlier in the year, and got to take care of business against the Seymour Tigers.
Kind of a, it was kind of a different-looking team back then, just looking back over the scoring records in that first game that the Bears had against the Seymour Tigers, and it was there was no Wilbanks back then for
right,
sure.
Right.
No Wilbanks, and Brody Thompson had 7 points in that game. So and Brody hasn't been a factor since he had his concussion, really. So anyway, there's a lot of difference now than there was then. Hopefully, the Bears are playing better. It'll be able to take Seymour down this time.
Lady Bears are in action tonight at home. It's senior night. Lady Bears taking on Kabul, and the Lady Bears are rolling, leading 25-3.
Ooh.
25-3, Lady Bears.
Wow.
On top of Kabul.
Is that for a quarter or what?
That's somewhere in the second quarter.
Okay.
But, yeah, they're rolling, and I'm sure the home crowd is enjoying that. Lady Bears looking to end the SBA season in style. They got a big win here against Houston last night, and sounds like they're taking care of business. And one note that we probably should have mentioned last night, didn't realize it, Chloe Jones became the all-time season scoring leader in Lady Bear history. So sophomore guard.
That's a big deal. She's the
only sophomore than any other. I believe Julie Caldwell was the last person to hold that record. So it's been a long-standing record. Congratulations to Chloe for setting that. And I think she's just a few points away from 1,000 points already in her career. So Chloe has been fun to watch, and we'll enjoy calling that for you on Monday night.
She's about 50 points short of 1,000.
I think so. And that was not including whatever she does tonight. So
right.
She could hit 1,000 in that first-round district game.
Right. Yeah, but ready to go, second half. Houston will have the ball, and here we go. Bears leading by 2.
All starters back out there. Houston will have the ball, with Willow leading 26-24. Tigers will inbound at midcourt. Not a lot of movement. Got to get it in. Fire to Brookshire. Up top to DJ Riley, who really paced the Tigers early. Bears have done a better job on him in the second quarter. Arthur gets loose. Right block, puts it up. No. And an over-the-back call on the Tigers, and it will be bare ball.
It's going to be on Atkinson, and it'll be his first foul, the big guy inside.
I guess Moore really didn't like that call, but that was a textbook over-the-back play there.
Don't you never like, they never like calls when it's against their team.
You're right. Don't be into the front court. Willow leading by 2. Wilbanks at the free throw line. Wait. Now pulls up, long range 2, won't go. Rogers with the quick rebound and putback, no good. And the Tigers come up with it. Riley across the timeline. Riley takes the screen. Open for the 3, doesn't pull the trigger. He'll bounce it to Arthur. Arthur's pass tipped. Atkinson has it. And then they're going to call Wilbanks for the reach-in foul.
Ooh,
that was touchy.
Second foul on Wilbanks, first team foul of half on the Bears.
Minute gone by here in the third quarter, nobody scored yet. Arthur takes the inbound pass, gets to the block, has it swatted away by Stewart out of bounds. It'll stay with the Tigers. Riley will inbound on the baseline, throws it out to Arthur. Back to Riley. Riley attacks, throws it into traffic, throws it away. Nobody home. And the Bears will take it back on another Tiger turnover. Dolby James brings it across midcourt. Willow leading by 2. Still looking for somebody to score in this quarter. Brady James into the corner for Stewart. Back up top to Brady. Brady shades to the right side. He'll hand it to Colby. Colby takes the screen to the free throw line. Over to Rogers. Rogers, right block in heavy traffic, draws the foul, and he'll go to the line shooting 2. for the Bears. Three guys on Rodgers in that sequence.
They just packed it in and collapsed on him, and one of them picked up the foul, that being Riley, his second foul.
Rodgers' first free throw is good. Lady Bears leading 37-4. They're not to halftime yet.
Oh,
against Kabul. Free throw is good by Rodgers. The Willow extends their lead to 8, their biggest lead of the night.
Seven. I think so. Four, sorry.
28-24.
But Cole, that's getting
it's,
to you, bud.
Tough math here in Houston. Tigers travel as Riley trapped, slid just a little bit. So the Tigers will turn it over again. Willow takes it back, leading by 4, 28-24. 6:24 left to go, third quarter. Dolby to the right side will hand it to Brady. Back to Rodgers on the right side. James takes the screen by Wilbank to the elbow, gives it up to Brady James. Free throw line jumper is off the mark. Brady has had a cold shooting night for the Bears. Houston with the rebound. Riley across midcourt. Takes the screen. Top of the key. Gets to the free throw line to the block. Pull-up jumper is good. Rattles in. Houston back to within 2 with 5:45 to go in the third quarter. Rodgers left side. Drives. Gets baseline. Shovel pass to Wilbank. Braxton in the paint. Pushes one up, then it goes in. Good move by Wilbank. Bears back up by 4. Riley into the front court. Picked up by Colby James. Riley takes off right side. Lost the dribble for a moment, and Coach Moore will call a timeout. Timeout Tigers, 5:19 to go third quarter. Willow leading Houston 30-26. We'll take a 30-second. Away. You're listening to Bear Basketball on tape.
.519 left to go in the third quarter. It's a low-scoring affair, 30-26. Bears with the four-point lead. Houston with the ball, and Riley's got it.
Riley up top. Gets to the free throw line, to the block, and whistles blow. A hand check on the Bears. Brady James picks up the foul.
That'd be the first personal foul on Brady.
Tigers will inbound on the baseline underneath their basket. 5 minutes and change left to go third quarter. Willow up by 4. Arthur will inbound to Riley in the corner. He'll go baseline, give it back to Arthur, picked up by Stewart. Arthur goes baseline, reverse layup is good. Nice move by Jordan Arthur, junior for Houston.
2-point game again.
Wayne Altermat in there for the Bears. Stewart for 3. Splashes home. Aiden Stewart. A couple of threes tonight. The senior puts Willow up by 5. Back at Willow, it's 40-4. Lady Bears over Kabul. They're not to halftime yet. Here comes a 3 up top by Jackson, and he's got it for the Tigers. Dome Jackson, so their senior able to answer. Wilbank takes off to the block, to the basket, left it short. No whistle on some contact. Tigers come up with the rebound. Houston back the other way with a chance to tie or take the lead here halfway through the third quarter.
Hope we get an arrest as Blaine Aldermatt's in there playing a little bit now.
Arthur takes off, baseline, lays it up and in. Too easy for Arthur and the Tigers for tie.
Nobody challenged.
33 apiece. Not at all. Bears got a 5-point lead. They've given it all back. Blaine Altermat in the corner for 3. No good. Rebound Brady James. Brady pushes it up. No good. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up. No. Draws lots of contact. No whistle. And Houston comes away with the rebound. Tigers with a chance to regain the lead. Riley into the paint. Feeds it underneath. Big fella lays it up and in. Atkinson with the basket. Houston on a 7-0 run, and a timeout by Coach Forrest and the Bears. 3:26 to go third quarter. Houston back in front, 35-33. Back at 30 seconds, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Houston Tigers have come storming back. Bears had a 35-30 lead. Now 38-35. Houston is there on an 8-0 run.
Just when it looked like the Bears were going to maybe get some distance in this game, the Tigers answered the bell. And game back swinging. Got a two-point lead.
Got some other people in the scoring column besides Riley. Arthur's had a couple of baskets and big three from Stone Jackson.
Bears have the ball, looking to tie it back up or regain the lead here with 3:20 left to go third quarter. Colby to the right side. Tosses it over. Gets loose. Back to the basket. He'll give it to Wilbanks. The free throw line. Braxton. Back to Brady James up top. Brady at the logo. Hands it off to Colby. Colby to the free throw line. Back to Rogers. Rogers. Free throw line. Jumper. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound comes out long. Wilbanks has it. Braxton puts it off the glass. Count it and one. And Wilbanks with a chance for a three-point play.
Good offensive board there by Wilbanks. Strong, put it back up. Second foul on Atkinson for Houston.
35 all. Wilbanks with a chance to give the Bears back the lead, and he does.
Nope, ties it up.
36-35, Willow, 5-1. Okay. I'm good on my math this time.
I am off on the scoreboard because I'm blocked out.
Got a pole in your way there. Bears kick it out of bounds at mid-quarter. Will stay with the Tigers. 2:45 to go in the third quarter. It's halftime in Willow, and the Lady Bears lead Kabul 44-11 at the half. Tigers with the ball here. In the corner, pass tipped, loose. Colby's got it. And he's got a 3-on-2. Takes it himself, lays it up and in. James puts the Bears back up by 3. So after the Coach Ford timeout, the Bears have responded with a 5-0 run. Brookshire in the corner has it taken away by James. The jump ball is going to be called. And it will be possession Willow on the jump.
Good defense by the Bears that time. They trapped Brookshire in the corner, let him get away.
Colby brings it across midcourt. Gets to the free throw line, spins in the paint. Jumper, high arcing shot, won't go. Rebound tips out of bounds, saved by Houston. Brookshire will take it across midcourt. He'll bounce it to Arthur. Under 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, Willow leading by 3. There's a left side for Jackson. Jackson picks up the dribble, gets it to Riley. Riley takes off, feeds it into the corner. 3-ball is no good off the back of the rim. Colby with the rebound. Colby wants to run with it. Gets it ahead to Stewart. Aiden waits for contact, puts it up. It never came, and he missed it. Riley with the rebound. Riley into the front corner for the Tigers. Riley with a free throw line around Rogers, slides,
yeah,
and travels.
He walks with the ball. He's done that a couple of times tonight. Seems like he tries to maybe do a little too much.
A little, yeah.
Sometimes.
Need to get that, that flip shoe thing that we've got over by our bench. So.
Yeah, I need to.
Boys, are, I think they're a little obsessed with scraping their shoes on the sticky stuff.
Needs a little traction.
Riley might need a little bit of that. Colby to Brady on the right side. Brady to the free throw line, gives it to Rogers. 1:05 to go third quarter. Rogers takes the screen, pull-up jumper is short. That's a shot that Jason makes.
Yeah.
Arthur all the way to the basket, lays it up and in. What a move. Jordan Arthur, he went coast to coast. Colby will try to answer on the other end. Colby sends it to Rogers. Rogers in the corner, back up to Brady, open 3. No good off the back of the rim, rebound. Arthur and the Tigers, Houston with a chance to take the lead back. 38 seconds to go, third quarter. Arthur around Colby to the basket, blocked from behind, fouled by Wilbanks. And Houston will go to the line, shooting 2, with a chance to take back the lead.
Wilbanks' third foul.
Houston has led by 6, Bears have led by 5, by 7. Really a pretty tight back-and-forth game here in Houston. Final regular season game for both these teams. First shot by Arthur is good. And we're tied 38 apiece with 31 seconds left to go in the third quarter.
Wilbanks checks out here for the last 30 seconds. Don't want him to get his fourth foul. Brody Thompson in for the Bears.
Arthur, second free throw is good. Houston back in front, 39-38. 30 seconds to go in the third. Dolby walks it across midcourt with 22. To Rogers with 20. Back to Colby at the logo. Colby with 14. Looks over at Coach Forrest. He'll give it to Rogers with 10. Jason to the right side will hand it to Stewart with 8. Colby with 6. Holds it above his head. Brady with 4. Into Rogers with 3. Brady open 3 in the corner. Buzzer got it! And the Bears will take the lead into the fourth quarter. 41-39. We'll be back for the fourth quarter in 1 minute. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Fourth quarter getting underway. Bears by 2, each team scoring 15 in the third quarter. Houston has the ball as we resume.
DJ Riley at the logo for the Tigers. Goes right side for Arthur. Arthur checks underneath, gives it back to Riley in the corner. Back to Arthur. Pass to Brookshire in the paint. Pitches back to Riley in the corner for 3, and he's fouled. Thompson ran into him. And Riley will go to the line and shoot 3 free throws. Just an unnecessary foul there for the Bears to give the Tigers a chance to take back the lead from the free throw line as we start the fourth quarter.
Brody just came into the game replacing Wilbanks and picks up a not a good foul. Anytime you get to shoot 3 free throws, you feel like you've really given the other team something.
First one is no good. The Bears dodge a bit of a bullet there. 15-15 in that third quarter as the Bears just maintain that 2-point lead they had at halftime. They limited Houston to just 6 points in that second quarter, and I'd like to see that again here in the fourth. Second free throw was good. We'll have one more. And Gavin Daly comes in for Atkinson. Coach Moore keeps a pretty tight rotation, about 7 guys play for the Tigers, same for the Bears. Second free throw, or third free throw is good. 2 out of 3 ain't bad, and it's tied at 41. 7:35 to play in the ball game. Colby to the right side. Houston won an overtime game last night against Dora. As the whistles blow, as Rogers was driving to the basket, foul away from the ball, I'm assuming. I didn't see much contact at all.
Saw nothing.
Riley picks up his third foul, kind of a goat's foul. Colby up top. Brady in the corner. Brady hit that big 3 at the end of the third. Little floater goes down from the left wing. Brady James puts the Bears up 43-41. Bears need to turn up the defensive intensity and try to get some transition baskets. They'll set the 3-2 zone. Tigers with Jackson back to Riley. Riley checks underneath. Nobody home. Gives it back to Jackson. Pass underneath. Arthur in the paint. Shot up. Won't go. Rebound is tipped. Whistles blow. Again, away from the ball on the Tigers. It'll be a bare ball.
Arthur picks up the foul. I didn't see that one either. Like you said, it was away from the ball, and my attention was focused on the ball.
Dolby across midcourt. Bears leading by 2. Really need to string a couple of baskets and stop together here and extend this lead. Rogers, left side, gets to the free throw line, leaves it for James. Colby, top of the key, to the free throw line, spins, fade away, jumper good. That's a great move by James, even if he's not 100%. Good looking shot, 45-41, Bears by 4. Arthur, to the left side, brings it up top, throws it into the corner for Grange, up top Arthur. Jab step to the free throw line. He'll kick it over to Jackson. Stone Jackson, one of the great names of the Houston roster. Arthur, back to Jackson on the left corner. Puts it on the floor, picks up his dribble. Back to Grange. Tigers can't find the steam here. Brookshire in the corner. He'll put it on the floor. Bounce it back up top to Arthur. Arthur now going to drive, and he draws the foul as Brody Thompson reaches in and sends Arthur to the line. Really bails Jordan out. He didn't have much going there, but managed to draw some contact.
Second foul on Thompson.
Banks on the bench. We'll see how long Coach Forrest wants to wait on getting him back in the game. Free throw is no good. The Tigers missing some opportunities from the line here in the fourth quarter. Here comes Will Banks off the bench. And Thompson will go take a seat. Arthur's second free throw. It is short. Missed them both. Stewart there for the rebound. Bears look to extend a four-point lead. Colby to the free throw line. Has it tipped away. It's loose up for grabs. Stewart maintains possession. Good effort by Aiden. Gets it back to Colby at the logo. 5.5 minutes to play. Bears with a four-point lead. Colby, give it to Will Banks. Top of the key. Back to Colby. He'll pull a three. Got it. Flashes home. And Colby puts the Bears up by 7. It's their biggest lead of the night. And a timeout by Coach Moore and the Tigers. We'll take a 30-second time away. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUK.
Bears have outscored the Tigers 7-2 here to start the fourth quarter. And it's made a little bit of gap in the margins. As the Bears are up by 7 as far as it's
done. Biggest lead of the night for Willow. Houston's led by 6 in the first half. Been a good ball game tonight.
Tigers have played well.
They have. Back home, the Lady Bears lead to do a 44-11 at halftime, the last report in Willow. Tigers have the ball. We're back to action here in Houston's brand new facility. Beautiful new gym, and a foul called on the Bears as Riley tried to split the defense, and I think they're going to get Colby with the foul. The whistles are definitely
more
liberal here in the fourth quarter.
Third team foul on the Bears in the fourth quarter already.
Jackson will inbound to Riley in the backcourt.
That was definitely a touch foul. You know who blew the whistle.
There's a travel on Riley.
Okay.
As he pivots, just whistled for the travel.
Say anything.
Turns it over. It'll be Bear Ball.
Bear Ball. 5:06 left to go in the game.
Stewart inbounds to Colby James. Colby walks it across midcourt. Bears trying to add to their 7-point lead here and get out of Texas County with a win. Colby on the right side. Up top to Jace. Rogers bounces it to Brady James. Back to Colby at the logo. Bears can afford to be patient here with a 3-possession lead. Colby, big jump stop in the paint. And a foul coming on the Tigers.
Might be on the floor, too. I'm not sure.
It is, yeah.
But I didn't think Colby was in the act of shooting.
It'll be on Arthur. Rogers will inbound to Wilbanks. Up top to James. Colby to Brady. Brady to Colby. Right side, Wilbanks. Gets a big head fake. Drives in, lost the handle on it. And it's out of bounds. He just dropped the ball. Had a good pass to the basket. Looked like he was going to go up for it, but unforced turnover by the Bears. We'll give it back to Houston halfway through the fourth quarter. And the Tigers will burn another timeout. 4:20 to play here in Houston. Bears leading the Tigers 48-41. Back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Coach Moore called a timeout there for the Houston Tigers. Coach Forrest just observing, though, I think you have to give Coach Forrest some credit tonight because his team's not playing on all cylinders, obviously, and they still got a lead late in the ball game. Like, it's a pretty good Houston team. I think a Houston team that's improving.
Yeah, they've won 3 in a row, beat Lesterville, Ava, and Dora last night, so it's been a hot Houston team, and Bears had to fight. They still have 4 minutes in this one and nursing a 7-point lead. D.J. Riley into the front court. Gives it to Jackson. Crosses it up to Arthur. Arthur takes off to the block to the basket. Blocked from behind by Colby James. Blocked it all the way across the court to his brother Brady. Into the front court, and the Bears will be patient here. Not looking to impress anybody, I think, at this point. They just want to run some clock and get a win and get out of here. Brady, top of the key. Sends it to Rogers on the left side. The Bears working around the arc.
Gibson in a man-to-man defense, pretty much, or at least a three out front arc.
Bears continue to work that motion offense around the arc. 3 minutes into the third quarter, Lady Bears leading 57-16. And a travel. And you can run that as long as you don't turn it over, and Brady just stumbled a little bit there. And the Tigers will take it back, trailing by 7 with 3:31 left to play. Riley crossed midcourt.
Riley's had the hot hand most of the night for the Tigers, not as many second half as he did the first.
Low scoring game, and there's Brady James. Tips the ball ahead to Rogers. Jace with the layup, and it's good. So Brady makes up for the travel with a big turnover there. And puts the Willow Bears up by 9, 50-41, 3 minutes left to play in the ball game. Tigers bounce it to Brookshire. He hits the tip, but going to call a reach in foul on the Bears. Tigers will inbound.
Sometimes it just looks like there should be a foul, so I think the whistle blows then. I didn't see any physical contact there at all. Anyway.
Riley will trigger the inbound.
Fourth foul on Wilbanks.
Takes the lob pass. Bears don't bite on it. Now he does lob it out long to Brookshire. Back to Riley, right side. Open three. He got it. Big three by Riley. Holds the Tigers within six with 2:45 to play. Tigers not going anywhere. Bears into the front court. Colby to the free throw line, leaves it for Wilbanks to the basket, count it, and one. Great move. Good ball movement by the Bears.
Yes.
Wilbanks with the finish.
Good sequence there as Colby drove the lane, pulled up as they collapsed on him, and then he passed it to Wilbanks, who had the great pass to the basket. So good play all around by the Bears that time. Foul on the big guy, Atkinson, for Houston, his third.
Wilbanks will try to complete the three-point play, and he does not. It rims out. Tigers with the rebound. Willow leading 52-44. 2.5 minutes left to play. Riley to the front court to Jackson. Jackson trapped into the corner for Brookshire. Lob it back out to Riley. His pass tipped out of bounds by Stewart. A little cheerleader over there made a nice catch.
She gets a hand.
She does. And the Tigers will inbound on the sideline. Get it into Riley. Arthur up top. Jackson draws the defense. Brady James reaches in for the steal. Fires it down the floor. It's tipped by Riley. Saved to Colby James. Colby goes to the hole. Leaves it, though, for Rogers, who gets fouled, going up, and no whistle.
That time,
the Bears
contact.
Will keep possession, but, yeah, tons of contact there. Jace will inbound on the baseline. Into Colby James. Free throw line. Jumper good. Rattles in. Colby puts the Bears up by 10 with 2 minutes left to play. Bears hit the gas just when they needed to.
Yeah.
They're just by double digits for the first time tonight.
On a night when they don't have a lot of gas, I think they're a little weak tonight.
Jackson will pull up for three. Missed it. Rebound Tigers. Get back to Jackson. His pass, though, stolen by Rogers. Jace going to go coast-to-coast. Misses the layup.
Jace, not had a good night.
Arthur, right side. Gets fouled by Brady James. And the Tigers will take it out of bounds with a minute and a half to play. They're still leading by 10.
That's the fifth foul, so they're going to the line to shoot now for the Houston Tigers.
I'm sure Coach Forrest will be telling his guys, stop, no more fouling.
Not with 1:25 left in the
game.
And leading by 10.
Jordan Arthur at the line for the Tigers. free throw is good. Bears will start the district tournament Tuesday afternoon, 4:30 here in Houston against the Seymour Tigers. Second free throw by Arthur is good. Makes it an 8-point game. Minute 25 to play. Press coming by the Tigers. The James brothers will work out of it. Colby brings it across midcourt. Nobody up to guard him. Colby's going to go. He's going to dribble at the logo for as long as he'll let him. Now here comes the defense. Stewart up top. And the Bears will probably milk as much clock as they can here. A layup or time taken.
And Houston has 14 fouls in the quarter, so if they foul, they're going to send us to the free throw line.
Colby at the logo. Back to Rogers with 50 seconds to play and just not enough time now. Berkshire comes out to foul Colby, but the Bears able to run about 45 seconds off the clock there. Now Colby will go to the line shooting two with 47 seconds left to play.
The Houston team pretty good, and they've got some youth there with those two guards, Riley and Arthur. One's a junior, one's a sophomore, and so they've got something to build on here.
Free throw is good by Colby. Willow JV got the win tonight as well. 60-41 was the final in that one. As Montana Coates checks in, also Jordan Rutledge. Gives Stewart a breather, and Wilbanks will come out. Good to see Montana back in there.
Wilbanks had a good night.
He did. He really did. Second free throw is good. Bears back in front by 10 with 47 seconds left to play. Bears are going to get out of here with their 12th win of the season. Get ready for districts on Tuesday. Tigers working around the arc. Arthur out in front. Really not a lot of aggressiveness by the Houston Tigers. They fire up a three finally from the corner. No good. Bears with the rebound.
Montana Coates with the rebound. Call his name.
Coach Moore telling his players to get up and play defense, but they're not actively trying to foul here with 15 seconds. Bears are going to win it. Brady James holds it. Brookshire comes out to guard him with seven. And now Colby will dribble it out. That's a winner for the Bears. SCA Conference road win for the Bears. They win it 56-46. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU. Back in Houston, Bears win it 56-46 was the final, and Coach Morris has made the trip up to the upper deck to talk to us, and kind of a ragged win for the Bears, but a win is a win, especially when it's a road conference win, and I know had a couple players under the weather a little bit this week, and Bears fought hard, and really the defense, second and fourth quarter, he held Houston to 6 points in the second quarter, seven in the fourth, and that was really the difference in the game.
You know, no excuses, but we were, Colby was sick, had a couple other kids, we got strep going around, a little under the weather, and, we played like it first half, we just kind of let them do whatever they wanted, didn't have any intensity. You know, they're coming off a three-game winning streak.
Absolutely.
They won a big game last night in overtime, so their coaches have been playing a lot better, and they came out with the intent to beat us, and, and that's different from what they've done in the past, Houston looked hungry, and we didn't answer the call very well in the first quarter, and like you said, we held them to 6 points in the second quarter, and we made a little run of our own. So, those games right there, you take, as I told there, we were started running clock about 4 minutes to go, and the guys kind of said, hey, I'll take a one-point win right now. We need to do everything we can to get this clock down. And kind of got them to make some mistakes and got some steals late, and managed to put that away by 10, so I'll take it. I'll take a one-point win every night. So.
Yeah, it really hats off to the Tigers. We've seen a lot of Houston teams over the last few years, and looks like they've got some youth coming up. Riley plays well for them. They've got some good things.
Does a good job, and proud of the boys. We finished strong, winning three in a row, getting 12 wins.
Yeah.
Come right back. Then we got the opportunity to play on this floor. We're going to play again here Tuesday night against Seymour, a good ball club that, it's already beat us once, and, we got a few days here to get healthy and, get ready to go for them, and I'm hoping we're ready to play, I thought we played really well against Gainesville, Kabul, and then today, You know what? We didn't play great, but you know what? When you come win and you don't play great, you take that and you go with that. So hopefully we get healthy and we get some intensity and we're ready to go against Seymour.
Absolutely. Tigers, that'll be a tough matchup for the Bears, but it'd be nice to go in there and get a district win with
that'd be awesome. The experience of getting that win, and you get your chance at there probably, or for sure. They're the one seed, so they gotta buy. So yeah, winner that gets there and we want that opportunity, but we gotta take care of Tuesday night first.
All right. See you Tuesday.
Hey, thanks guys. Thanks, Coach.
Coach Forrest and the Bears with a win tonight. 56-46 is your final as the Bears move to 12-14. On the season, Houston drops to 6-18. Larry mic'd up, and he'll have your final stat.
Okay, here we go. For the Houston Tigers, they're two guards, Arthur and Riley. Of course, we talked about them earlier, how they're kind of leading this Tiger team. And Riley had 18, and Arthur had 14. Outside of that, it was Brookshire with 4, 3 points for Jackson, and 7 for the big guy inside Atkinson. And big factor in the ball game was turnovers. They had turned the ball over 18 times, Houston did, in the ball game. For the Bears, on their side of the ledger, it was a more balanced approach at scoring tonight. Wilbanks and James and Rogers all got in double figures. Kobe led the way finally after a very slow start. He wound up with 16, 15 for Wilbanks and 11 for Rogers. Then it was 8 points for Brady James, and Brady had a couple of, he missed a lot of shots in the first half, but he made a key shot there in the second half in the third quarter, and the Bears, he had 6 with the Bears. Stewart had 6, including a couple of big trays as well. Bears turned the ball over only 6 times, and the Bears held the Houston Tigers to single digits in 2 quarters. They scored only 6 in the second quarter, and they scored only 7 in the fourth quarter.
But
that's key. Playing good defense, the Bears did on what was not a particularly good night offensively for them.
Bears get the win, and we'll be back with you next on Monday night as the Lady Bears open up their district play. The 3-seeded Lady Bears against the 6-seeded Conway Lady Bears at Seymour, 7:30 on Monday night. Then we'll be back with the boys on Tuesday afternoon, right back here at Houston at 4:30 as they take on the Seymour Tigers. For Curtis Ballou, back to the studio. For Larry Spence, I'm Marty Spence. Good night from Houston.